This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, Wagons. Fionnuala here. Just fitting while you're looking. Yes, I can see you through your AirPods. No one is safe. Thank you for allowing us to take 2 weeks holidays. We really appreciate it. We appreciate you always, but just especially now. Here's another one from the archives with our good friend Tony Cantwell, in which we attempt to solve some of your problems. This is obviously a little bit old, but a lot of them still apply to probably things you might be going through right now. So hopefully you find some solace in it. And if you like what you're hearing, you can get more of it 4 times a month, sometimes more, depending on how lazy we are, over on our Patreon. So if you want to sign up there, please do. We'd be happy to have you. In the meantime, enjoy.
What's the intro? Hashtag Tony Cantwell is over party.
Oh my God.
No, that's hateful. We don't want to actually think it's gone.
You can do it. A big boy. I can handle it.
That's the intro. Shane, that's the intro. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're listening to...
Wow.
That's never happened before.
Just imagine heap in my ears. Where are we?
What you say?
You do it then. I don't care.
So is it my turn?
No.
Then you do it.
No, you can do it.
Jesus fine, Christ. Yeah. You are listening to Bandwagons.
The giggling.
Welcome back, dear patrons. We love you so much. Thanks for your support as always. And we are very... Actually, I'm not sure if we're delighted or if we're angry to have our next guest in the studio. Enemy of the podcast, Tony Cantwell.
Well, look, you called on your trolls. Band trolls, I call them. who have been... I've been criticised for apparently stealing your material. Rob Hamilton on my podcast. People are laying into me. I just want to put this to bed now that I've never stolen. I don't even know what this podcast is. I don't even know where I am.
I love how you started this own beef and it lived it lived only on your podcast until probably 2 weeks later when Fionnuala's boyfriend listened to it and was like, I think
he was
Tony's
so
trying to
concerned
start beef.
Because really, he loves actually? Me but probably loves you more and I don't think he wants to pick, to be honest. Very, very concerned.
I mean, in terms of beefs, it's probably the softest beef that's
very
ever been.
Very tender beef.
Very tender beef.
Very tender. Oh, look, that knife go through that. Chef's kiss.
But I did, unfortunately, I had some lads being like, fuck them. Fuck Bandwagons. And I'm like, no, no, no. Like,
they don't know who we are.
They didn't, so, yeah. They
one
didn't
of them
could
have been my brother.
I'd believe that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, we want to invite them back in with open arms.
Please.
As we have you.
Thank you.
Our tender son.
We've put it to bed for the sake of growing both of our mediums. Yeah. And, you know, it's been quelled. Thank you very much for having me. You got me 4 McGarrigles here. Other beers are available, but so thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm a cheap date.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You are here to potentially solve some of our listeners' dilemmas.
Now, I give... I want to say good advice, but honest advice.
Okay.
You know, in some cases I might be like, well, I don't know who you are. Maybe this is the best you can get. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes people are like, you know, what should I do? You know, I don't know. What should I do? I feel like, you know, my girlfriend doesn't get me. You know, I feel like she's not my interest. Being like, who are you? Maybe you're not great. Maybe yeah. this is the best you can do.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, so I'm here to be, I'm going to be the Simon Cowell.
Voice of reason.
Of yeah. Agony Aunts.
Agony Uncle Tony. Uncle.
Do you have any dilemmas of your own that you want to ask?
Do I have any dilemmas of my own? None that I could probably say that I wouldn't get into trouble with. I've had a lot of house issues over the last few weeks.
Really?
Yeah, housemates moving in, moving out. Oof. I feel like, am I the bad housemate? I don't know.
No.
I love how you base that on nothing, but I do really appreciate it.
There's no backstory to go off there.
My cat is proving to be... Do you have a cat? Have you ever had experience with any cats?
My wife's got a very nice cat, so...
Okay, so you wouldn't have any experience with cats who are really fucking mean.
Well...
My cat's really, really mean.
Really mean.
It's a really mean cat.
Like, hurtful.
Yeah, physically.
Says snidey stuff.
With their eyes.
The breath, yeah,
She's really passing remarkable. It's really upsetting. she doesn't really like people, which hasn't been great because, as I said, we have a lot of changes in the house, and I'd like her to be more sociable.
Are you a realist when it comes to this, or do you have catty goggles on? do you love the cat more than
anything? Of course, I love the cat.
I was like, get rid of the cat. Logic, like,
do I love it more than? Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Then
you're the problem.
She is very gorgeous to me. Like, she is an angel, but she's just hates fucking everyone.
Yeah.
What do I do?
You're not gonna like this, but.
Throw in the bin.
Kill the fucking... let them know that there is another temperamental partner that you are in a relationship with. I don't know what you do. Okay. Let them know there's a fucking dodgy cat.
Okay. Just let people go in with their eyes open.
Cat whisperers only.
Okay. You know? I have genuinely been considering getting onto like a behavioralist or whatever that term is.
Have you watched that show about the guy who, like, he's a cat whisperer, but, like, he looks like someone out of Smash Mouth. He's got, like, a big, massive goatee and big, massive things and a big shaved head. And he's massive. He keeps saying massive. And he doesn't seem to understand cats, like, because cats, like, scrab the hell off him. And, like, and he's like, yeah, he's really angry. But, like, I've never seen him do it, like, what Caesar does with the dogs.
No,
like,
Caesar, that's who I thought you were.
Yeah. No, this guy is
this
just,
guy.
Like...
Oh my god.
Yeah, this guy.
What? Cat Daddy. He's written a book called Cat Daddy.
The original Cat Daddy. It was so
What's
quick,
his
yeah.
name? Why
I'll put
can...
this on the Instagram.
Yeah, do, yeah.
But he doesn't seem to be very good at cats, but he shows up being like, yeah, that's a bad cat.
Oh god.
You know, he doesn't seem to be doing any favours.
Right, okay. I'll have to deal with that in my own time. She has her ways.
What's her name?
Her full name is Waterford Whiskers, but her for short it's Whiskey.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And, like, just in terms of, like, just a bit scrappy, you're just not wanting a cuddle?
Both. doesn't really enjoy being touched and will actively scrawl people. Doesn't scrawl me, other people, though.
Does she not scrawl you a bit?
No.
Show me those arms. Okay.
No, she doesn't. She hates my mom, and I feel so bad anytime my mom calls. Because mom's like, hello, Whiskey. And then it's like, get the fuck out of my Oh,
that's
God.
That's not how we talk to Whiskey.
Yeah, no.
You anyway. Just don't talk to Whiskey.
You don't. Anyway, yeah. But anyway, that's enough of my problems. Sure. Do you have any problems?
I have a milder dilemma.
Okay.
I need a new Tinder bio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not a dilemma.
It's not working for me.
Okay.
I have what's at the minute.
What's the existing one?
Have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Is that it?
No.
Oh, that seems great. Because it could be like ironic or not ironic, and it's I want to know more.
No, yeah, sorry.
Shane's nodding along with me.
Brie turned to me the other day and goes, oh yeah, I changed my Tinder bio during my Pirates of the Caribbean phase. I was like, you say that as if everyone has one of them and they don't.
I've had a few. At the minute it just says, you best start believing in ghost stories.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, if I don't...
You don't have to be polite.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, if I wasn't...
Make-believe land. He's like, why the fuck do I agree to this? I have enough patrons. I don't need to.
If I didn't know that was from Pirates of the Caribbean, I would
Get a grip, Caribbean. Here he is.
I would have thought that was all like, you know, some... Taking back some, you best start believing in ghost stories. You know, like some emo song that you're, you know.
That's my vibe as well.
That sounds like
probably.
A tune I'd listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I should change it to, have you ever seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
I think that's really funny.
That is way funnier.
And he'll start conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
they
write
might send you.
You
your old, and you could be like, that's my old Tinder bio, because you just quoted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, done.
Great stuff. One problem solved. Ideal.
We're off to a flying start.
So obviously we got you to send them in. We're not going to be able to read them all, but anyone who did send them in, you will, if you send one in, you will still be entered into the draw. But just so we
got
can't,
so many.
We got so many and we're really thankful, but we can't read them all.
What is on what's, what can be won?
What can be won?
What can be won?
What can be won? We're giving, is it 40?
No, it's two.
Is it? What is it?
Two mini bottles of Grey Somali gin
per
winner.
Per winner, yeah.
But there will be 20 winners.
Damn, but that's, is 40. That not, that is 40 bottles,
yeah,
though.
I know, but I was like, you were going about it backwards.
Anyway, sorry, Al. It's a two mini bottles of Grey Somali gin, which, wow, is very nice for, and big thanks to them for sponsoring that prize. Okay, do you want to kick off or will I?
You can kick off.
Okay. Agony Uncle question. Mm-hmm. Help, my boyfriend won't argue, upside down emoji.
Oh.
Myself and my boyfriend have been together for 4 years now. We don't have many arguments or disagreements, but when we do have one, it's always me bringing it up due to something he annoyed me about, etc. In brackets, I understand this is super normal in a relationship. However, in all caps, in the 4 years we are together, he has never had an issue with me and I don't understand it. ? Okay. I am by no means perfect and annoy myself sometimes, so how do I speak to him about this without causing another argument like all the ones before? Thinking face. It now even annoys me that I don't annoy him. Help. Tony, over to you.
You need to stop looking a gift horse in the mouth and
imagine
take what
complaining
you
that someone thinks you're perfect.
But you see, I my wife is perfect, right? But I you know, but like, I also, you know, there's never enough for me to be like, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, because I also kind of don't want to stoke a conversation about maybe other things that I might have to change.
Yeah,
you know, so I just kind of want to fly under the radar a lot of the points. So I'm like, I'm not going to bring this up. I'm not going to start armed conflict here so that I get shot back at something that I do, you know. So I think if it's not that big of a deal, he probably doesn't want to. There's probably nothing that important for him to bring up. You know, I don't know if it's going to come to a stage where, you know, there's a line in the sand of, like, you know, the relationship is over or not over something. You know what I mean? It just, you know, if this, I don't know.
I think you're probably overthinking it a small bit. Person.
Like, yeah, most lads just don't care to argue. Whereas, like, this is a sweeping generalization, but girls love fight.
But no, but I think Tony's point is fair in that, like, unless it's actually something major, it's probably not. It's not like, pick your rattles. Like, yeah, pick your rattles.
Yeah. I do understand where she's coming from, though, because I do see relationships where, like, oh, we never fight. We never fight. And I'm like, okay, let's see how long this lasts. compared to, you know, where you can get it all out in the open and then it can be put to bed, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe he does, but maybe there's such a... Maybe there's a couple of things, now this is just, I'm going to throw it out there. Maybe there's a couple of things that he does that aren't worth bringing up in the grand scheme of things that may have been highlighted now by the fact he brings up nothing. You know, that maybe you can let him away with the odd thing. maybe not everything is argument worthy.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Pick your battles,
you can completely disagree with that and lay into that. What do you think? Do you argue?
Do you, not really. We're
does Keane pick fights with you?
No,
probably not. That's the
does
same
he have way. Anything any issue with you?
No, I'm perfect. No, not really. I think no. Sorry, that's actually not fair. We did have a conversation recently where he was like, "I'd love to spend more time with you. You're very busy," and I was like, and then I felt really bad, which is like very fair. But like, sure, we wouldn't argue. We'd have a conversation where he's like, "Listen, I'm not getting on to you, but I would just like to spend more time together." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm really sorry. I just love working and really want to buy a house." So,
sure.
But no, we don't have... We shouldn't be looking for screaming matches either, though, because that's not healthy either, like...
But you are there things, you know, that annoy you about him that you're like, I'm going to give that over a little bit? Because that might count, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I let things go, but I also think he lets things go because I lose things. I cannot hold on to my personal belongings at all. Like,
she doesn't use a wallet, Tony.
I don't
enjoy... individual cards.
So is it all in the bag?
No, I wouldn't have a bag.
Just cards in our pockets.
If I don't have pockets, I literally go around and I'll have my phone, I'll have my charger, I'll have my laptop, I'll have my debit card, I'll have my license in the one hand. And then like I'll lose things.
No, genuinely. For you?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And then like, cause what were we were on my Just Eat account the other day and it was like all my cancelled cards that were still saved on it. And no, there was 8 or 10 cards within like a year and a half. And my housemate was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, lol. And Kane's like, just get a card holder. Like, I don't understand what the issue is, but he does let that, like, he wouldn't have an absolute banger over it, but he is also like, I don't know why you do that. Like, it's
that's
to
also
your
in your
deterrent.
Best interest.
Oh, completely,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But would you ever be anything, you know, like, that thing you do is abrasive to me.
No, not at all. Like, because I'll be like, if I lose the card, I'll be like, will you help me look for it? He's like, no, like, why would I help you do that? That's totally your own fault. But no, he's pretty good, like, he puts up with so much.
Doesn't even know it.
So sorry, what's our parting word on this?
Pick your battles.
Pick your battles.
He sounds like a nice guy.
Trying to fight him. Yeah, I just think I'd be interested to see what her past relationships were like. Is she just overthink? Does she just think that's the norm about fighting?
What are the three things she thinks he should be angry at and stop that so there's no fight in the first place?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is there something that she does? And not to say she has to change or anything, but if she feels like he makes a lot of compromises for her, is there any compromise that she gets a vibe? Because, hey, most communication, nonverbal. You know what I mean? Is there anything maybe she does that is maybe against the relationship that she thinks, little bonus for him there. He doesn't even have to say anything, but I might just... If she's looking for an argument, just change, you know, like to change some dynamic
just
in the relationship.
Preempt it. Yeah.
Oh my God, maybe do it as role play.
Oh.
Well, some people like fighting for like...
But that's what I'm saying. Just be like, let's have a fucking absolute banger. He'll be like, yeah, all right.
Yep.
He'll be like, fuck you. Like, literally. That's all you do if you want a banger. Just make it about sex. Like, just...
It's good, yeah.
There you go. Anyway, next.
You're commanding. You never want to play video games. You know.
Yeah. And then just slowly peeling off clothes. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. There you go. Best of
problem
luck.
Solved.
Problem solved. Tick.
Okay, here's the next one. Hi guys, my problem for Tony that I'd love some help with is that my friend asked me on a date and after saying no the first time, I decided no harm and went on it. We're fairly close friends, so I wasn't worried about it being awkward with silences or whatever. I went and it was fun, but I just know I'm not attracted to him. How would you all suggest I let him down nicely so I don't lose the friendship?
I feel most people should avoid big chats and just be like, look, you know, because if it's I need to say something to you, are you ready for me to meet me at 3 so I can say something and just build it up just to be like text being like, that was a bit weird. I kind of like how we are, you know, and just like two bum, bum, bum. And then just like really quick, not like don't build up because then it's all like you don't want this to resonate forever in the minds and echo or some words. Just be like, that was fun. I really like that. You know, I like hanging out, but I kind of want to do that in this way going forward.
Yeah.
You know, no big chats. Lads can't handle big chats. No big chats. If you want the relationship to continue, I'd say no huge, monumental, how we should go forward as X, Y, and Z, you know, just.
But it's also honest without being hateful or kind of like talking.
Yeah, you don't want
to
make him feel embarrassed.
You don't want to make him feel embarrassed, but you also kind of don't, like, I would have been very bad pre-Kian where I would have given people false hope where I would have been like, oh, like, not right now, or maybe, like, do you know, like, now's not the right time.
I
no,
love
it's just not right.
Like that.
You do, in fairness.
I love, I'm like, I'm actually seeing someone else, and I'm like, that's absolutely not, like,
do not do that.
I've done that a lot.
Or, but is it a bit hateful to text it, though? Like, I get what you're saying about, like, let's not make a fucking ceremony out of it where it's like, let's go for coffee and have a talk.
Who needs that? Like, everyone's always like, can you believe they did? And if that's the case, then that's the case. But, like, people will find another reason. People will get hurt, you know, if they get hurt and will find a reason. And they might find the reason being like, can you believe, you know, Phil Collins divorced his wife by fax machine?
Yeah.
You know, had he said it to her face, she'd still be as hurt. But now she gets to focus on the fax machine as well.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What year was that?
The modern day equivalent of that?
The PDF
voice
the
note or something?
Papers or something?
WhatsApp, yeah, I don't know.
Through interpretive TikTok dance.
Voice note.
Renegade. We're doshed. Like, I don't fucking know. Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
I would never have thought that. Like,
text is obviously easier, but just
it's
when I think about it now,
well.
I'm like, is it a bit like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Get the information in. Like, what, do you want to go out and be like, why'd you ask me to go out here? Look at the fucking stadium now. I'm bawling, crying. Why are you saying that to me? And she's texting me.
Yes, I want that drama. I want it to be raining.
Oh, God.
Oh, I want it to be like,
yeah.
I fully made my ex cry in Acosta.
And Jervis.
He stormed out. Yeah, yeah. No, that wasn't, it wasn't in Jervis, it was in town.
Oh, that was another time.
That was another time when I was going to get back together with him. Well,
this is all like TV tropes that you've seen. It's not like, what's best practice for
drama.
People? They love drama. And it's just like, no, you have to do it in person in a restaurant. Or we're like, what the fuck? Just send him a text. Like, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I feel like girls would take getting a text worse than guys.
Yeah.
But you get to vilify it. You need someone to vilify at the end of it if you need to redirect. Those emotions will either go at the text or they'll go inside or stir up somewhere. They'll go somewhere. And I find the best way of doing it is just going at the medium of the text, being like, can you believe it was a text? Or him for being a text, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's very true.
I just remembered something. One of my good friends went on a date a couple of weeks ago, first date with a guy she met online. And he was like, what's your... fuck, I keep doing this. It was my housemate. And he goes, what do your other housemates do? And she was like, oh, two of them are scientists. One of them's a podcaster. And he was like, oh, no way. What's the crack with Tony Cantwell and the Bandwagon's beef?
What?
On the first date. Like, he's like mad into your podcast, but never listened to ours. Yeah. And he was like, she's a bandwagon. Yes. What's the dirt and the beef? And she was like, yeah, it's not real.
And then she made him follow us on Spotify. So yeah. All worked out in the end.
Happy
Sorry,
days.
I just remember that. I thought that was funny. That was like their conversation starter on the first time they ever met.
Sounds like an amazing date.
Yeah. Your turn?
Yes. I'm not I won't say that. I'll tell you after, Tony. Yeah. I think my best friend of 20 years is avoiding me, and I don't know why. For the past year or so, every time she comes home, she lives in Dublin, I try to catch her to meet up, and she sounds so genuine beforehand, saying, I'd love to, I'll let you know, and then blanking me and going back to Dublin anyway, and I don't end up messaging her until the next time we're both home. It's such a slap in the face because it's happened more times than I'd like to say. It's not just me here either. There's a group of us who rarely see each other but make the effort when we can. I can't drop by her house anytime either because I don't drive. It's a shitty situation and I really miss her. As well as that, my friend seems to think I'm the one not making any effort. Help Agony Aunties and Tony because my fam have been useless, LOL. Mm-hmm. And then has my friend sees her because she lives in Dublin as well. So there's obviously someone else in the group that sees her. So in summary, there's a friend at home who wants to see this gal more, but the other gal seems to be kind of semi-avoiding her, not making the effort.
When the gal comes back.
Yeah.
Right.
When the gal comes
in
home.
In the short period of time that they're back.
I wonder, did someone send this in about me?
No, I know who this is. And
do you?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll say no more.
I feel
anonymity
like
guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Do I know the person?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, Tony.
I feel like the older I get, the more I realize where people are in my heart and how they're immovable from my heart, even if I don't see them for 5 or 10 years or however long that goes on. And that we all get caught up in the habit of people in our proximity. And sometimes you don't realize we actually haven't seen someone in that long, you know, and a message to say that, oh, well, I actually feel like we haven't seen each other in that. Like, can I reach you directly? Will you hear this? You know, might ring truer. And I think a lot of people just go with the habit of whatever, like whoever's around, you know, you throw up on a WhatsApp group, anyone around, and then you realize you haven't seen these two people in a while because three people have been the people living in town. And you realize, yeah, I've been seeing my friends, but have I really been seeing my friends? You know? So you're not, I don't think you've left her heart or their heart. It's just probably a habit and they haven't even realized that, you know, that you probably haven't seen them. And a direct message being like, I want to spend, again, no big deal. We're not having a big chat about this. Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Let's do something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's, as someone who also goes home and has to do this. Now, my friends are good enough in that they kind of generally don't get pissy about this kind of thing.
It's a very short window. It is a very short window. I lived in London for 7 years and coming back is a very short window. You can't see everyone, especially if, you know, all your friends growing up.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to take, you know.
But it probably is just, you need to be direct. Like, if it bothers you that much and you really want to see them, you are just better off being like, right, you're home or I'm here, like I have this window, let's get lunch, let's do something.
Sure.
And not making it a fucking, again, song and dance ceremony or whatever, but just being really, really, really direct.
That's a great one as well, because if it's, hey, how are you, let's do something, that's a fucking, oh, what are we doing, are we making something up now? But if it's like, I'm going to this,
to this?
I'm going to this, do you want to come with me at this time?
Yeah.
And if the as long tee something up so the response is yes or no.
Yeah.
Rather than hey.
And then if they say
you,
no, you've something to do with them.
Because
at the minute you're kind of just anticipating something, and your one is saying, oh, she kind of seems to think that it's the other thing, that she thinks that the other person isn't making an effort. Like maybe you just need to cut that and be like, yeah, as you said, give them a yes or no option. And then if they're like no, then you need to be like, okay, is there something? Do we need to talk about something? Because this seems a bit touchy.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Just try ringing them either. Like, you don't need to see them face to face.
Well, they could be a millennial breed.
They are millennials,
Oh, well, then they won't be on the phone.
Yeah, I actually, there's a problem coming up here.
I was just about to say, yeah. We'll get to it,
But like, if you really want to talk to them that badly, like, and they're that close a friend, just ring them.
Yeah, but
did she burp right into the mic?
Yeah, I did, These Smirnoff seltzers are so gaseous.
You covered your mouth and then came back and burped into it.
Because I thought it was out, but it wasn't. Yeah, no, I'd agree. Because like with social media as well and everything, like there's so many opportunities to just be online, but it's so easy to also kind of avoid getting onto someone. So if you want to eliminate that as well, do just ring them. I'm not saying that's
the
thing I would do.
If you want actual conversation with them, ring them. But you're like 2 hours away, ring them. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I love the way we're saying this, and I'm like, I'd rather die than call someone. If you were to be like, ring someone right now, I'd be like, nah, bye. Bye, thanks. Good chat. Is it my turn?
No.
So sorry, what was the conclusion there? Ring them.
Ring them or just tell them?
Yeah, or just get onto them and be like...
Low-key text.
Yeah,
low-key text. With a yes, no answer.
I feel like this is how all of these are going to go. Just like, just give them a low-key text.
Hey, just give them a low-key text.
No, it is your turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next dilemma.
Well, gals, I would be only... I would only be delighted for Agony Uncle Tony to shed some light on this.
You were.
Been hardcore ghosted by the fella I've been seeing out of absolutely nowhere, which is a bit shite, but fuck it, it happens. However, I wasn't expecting it from him because we've been pals for literal years and it was going really, really well. Like, unusually well by my standards. It's been a few weeks of no contact now. Am I as well leave it or should I ask him what went so horribly wrong?
Oh, God.
See, I feel when people don't write back, it is not that it's a definitive no. It's just that something came up and confused it, and they want to kind of string it along, and they're not really making, you know, they're not really accepting that other people's emotions are involved in the whole thing. So the good news is it's probably not completely gone. However,
but you don't want a boy that you're only option B for.
You don't want to be option B. Or you don't really, you want someone who's kind of definite, who can make the definite decision, and that doesn't sound like this is it. It sounds like they still like you, but... it's not now or something, kind of the same as this, you know, like I can't meet you for brunch, but maybe, and that's too big of a thing to write back to now for some reason because it's a thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I would get, you know, hey, get someone who fucking says, definitely, can I see you now? Where are you right now? I'll come there. I have a horse. I'll meet you right there, right now.
But like, is there something in the fact that, now she says they knew each other for ages, I'm interpreting that as being like kind of friendly. So is there anything even in that being like, hey, listen, I'm reading you loud and clear, but like I kind of don't want this to affect our friendship, or am I reading too much into that? What do you think?
I think friendships are overrated. Getting back what we have.
Tony, text your friends. Also, Tony, why bother? Your friends?
Why bother? Friends are
irrelevant. I have a child and a podcast. What more do I need?
No, I barely leave my house, so I can't relate.
Okay,
what would you say?
I'd kind of be on the thing of like, if you just want to know, if you just want that door to be closed, I'd be like, listen, like no hard feelings, but like I just really wouldn't want things to be awkward, and like I don't know, not that I care about you a lot, because that's a loaded expression, but you know, just be like, I wouldn't want this to affect anything going forward, and blah blah blah, like there's no hard feelings or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think if you ask when you've been kind of ghosted and it's fairly obvious, You are also setting yourself up for them to just get that text that they just wouldn't send.
She needs to be the CEO of slamming doors and slam her own door on him.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know?
Yeah. Why don't you just go back and be like, hey,
listen, I'm actually not interested.
Thanks for that good time. I'm really not interested.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do that.
Absolutely do that. Sorry.
Get
yes.
it before he gets you.
Oh yeah. My God. Ding dong. Dilemma solved. Yeah. Mm. Absolutely. Just text back and be like, yeah, sorry. Not feeling it.
I do think that gal probably wanted some closure on like why he just got the ick. But maybe there is
none. You're never gonna get the honest answer, though.
You're never gonna get the honest answer. Whoever gives the honest answer.
Yeah, and as you said,
it might not, as you said, it might not even be like a big thing or something to be like genuinely concerned about. It could be something
just like fizzled out.
Yeah, it could be really minuscule. But what, regardless of what it is, they'll never tell you straight. No one ever will. That's not like a gender thing. Women won't do it either.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that this person is like under 27, because I feel like when you get to 27, you're like definitive, where you don't ghost, where you're like, you know, I want to be with someone, and you don't necessarily just have this kind of, because I don't think. I remember lads growing up, and like the lads who were into their partners, you know, into their girlfriends, were like, you know, oh, you see your man wanting to meet his girlfriend. We'd like slag him about it. Like up until the age of like probably 25, anyone genuinely wanting to be with their partner.
Loser! You
know? But it seems like when you get to an age, I'm like, oh no, actually, I'm going to stand on my conviction that I want to be with my partner, you know. That is an age thing, no matter what. I mean, you saw normal people, like Connolly, you know, like, come on, just get with Marianne. We know you were Marianne. He's like, oh, no, Jesus Christ. You know, and it's just like, just, you know, lads just cannot sometimes commit. He could actually be mad into her and just be like fucking paralytic about it.
Yeah.
But that's not something you want to wait around for. No. So you just got to fucking cut it.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. So in conclusion, slam that door.
Slam that door.
Before you get slammed on.
Get a boy who's 100% for you, because you deserve it.
You deserve it.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Hey, gals and Tony. Wave emoji. My problem is, for the love of God. My problem is, for the love of God, how do I get over the fear of making / answering calls to people I don't know? I'm in my mid-20s and I haven't gotten over it since I was a teen. Making doctor's appointments or ringing for a restaurant reservation, honestly, I'd rather starve / die. If you have any tips at all, mucho appreciated. Thank you. Fingers crossed emoji.
I got you. Right. It's not you. You are not the person making the phone call. You are a fake person. You're doing it. You're acting like a person. You're acting like someone who calls the doctors. You're acting like someone who orders Chinese for a living. You're acting like someone who has the gumption to tell Vodafone that you're not going to pay that for a monthly rate for your internet and your phone. And you just are not that person. So everything they say back to you is not on you. It's on this character you created with the objective of whatever your objective was. You're just in character. It is not you. And also know that when you have to call people and you're looking for a service, they owe you big time. They are in your pocket. If you're ordering Chinese, they need to be like, what can we do to give you the Chinese? What can we do to give you the food? What can we do, because we're AIB, to make sure you have the best banking experience? They owe you everything. You have the power. You have the fucking infinity gauntlet every time you pick up the phone, is my advice.
That's really good.
To conclude, Thanos those customer service bitches. That's all you need to do.
What percentage of these that I'm drinking? 7.1.
Oh, lovely. Here we go.
Hey, mega legend.
Must be the mic.
Okay.
Hey, wagons. I was going to say, you can open another one on mic. We don't care.
No, I'm just getting through the 7.
No, I just meant, don't feel like we have to stop.
They're cute.
No.
It was a sampler.
They are cute. I might get one of them.
It's a sampler.
I feel like you'd like them, Reed. Yeah. I thought you'd had them before. No?
Not that I can recall.
Well, there you go. Sorry. Back to the dilemmas.
Hey, wagons and Tony, if the beef is over. I'm going back to college as a mature student. I'm 25, lol, and I would like your advice on how not to become one of the dreaded matures in the course. Like, I'm fine with being the old weirdo to these children, but what are the warning signs of becoming a pain?
Oh, I mean, I loved all the mature students in my college, you know.
Don't tell lies.
Well, no, they were like in their 30s or whatever, you know, but maybe they might not drink a bottle of wine before they go into the pub. But apart from that, there was not much difference in it, you know. If anything, you have a wisdom and, you know, a gift in the fact that you're probably not as self-conscious as these kids are, as these teens are. So you probably have an opportunity to actually step in and help them with a lot of things that they might not ask questions for. And you can have a level of guidance and be the kind of cool...
The mentor person,
that's, you know?
So true.
Yeah, very true.
Just don't be the person who's there at the end of the night being like, ah, ha, 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 you know, like just absolutely slamming all the pints more than anyone else. Just never drink more than...
You probably shouldn't go out with them.
Unless you want to date one of them.
I really wouldn't do that.
Unless you want to date the youngest one there, don't go out with them. That's my advice. 7.1%.
Maybe
the...
This is really hateful, but like, if you're conscious of this stereotype, then don't ask questions at the end.
Or don't ask questions that you clearly know the answer to.
There was a thing. There was a thing with matures in.
They just would say it just to prove that they read
books.
Oh, to
flex. Like, yeah. Oh, I did the reading. Okay. Some of us are here to do communications. We don't have to study.
Yeah, no, legit. Communications.
Go up to the lecture at the end. Don't, like, just because, like, I know children and they will be mean to you if you do that.
Yeah.
Because we were mean to the matures when we
really?
Were.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Well, not, like, to their face.
But like every time you saw the hand go up, you were like, oh, like, you just want to get to lunch. Like,
yeah. But don't hinder your own education. Like, obviously, go up and ask them if you.
Now, keep in mind, the matures paid the money to get in there out of their own pocket.
Yeah.
Which they would have all the good notes. The table did.
Oh, sorry. Look at Tony Cantwell pointing fingers at me. Excuse me.
No, did
Frankie
you pay?
Clista did pay for my college. Of course they did. Tony, of course they did.
So this 25 year old person probably paid their own tuition. So they have to be like, excuse me, am I definitely getting the right answer to that, or did I spend fucking $4,000 on none?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
You know.
So the conclusion to that then is ask questions because you paid for it and go out with them. But
no, don't go out with them.
But only if you want to go out with one of them.
You don't need to be their friends. Like,
just know just if you compliment them, they'll go out with you.
Yeah.
And you can buy them drink because you're over 18.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
They're all over 18, surely.
Yeah, probably. You'd hope anyway.
This is Jesus some Dougie Christ. Hauser in there. God forbid.
Which one are we on?
Hiya, gals.
This may be too late, but worth a shot. I was wondering if you had any advice on motivating yourself after losing a job. I recently got let go because of Miss Rona, and to be honest, it's a bit of a shit buzz. Crying laughing face. Love the pod. It has kept me lolling through the shit, XX. Thank you, kind listener.
Lolling through the shit.
Now, I hope that compliment actually goes in there. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes
make sure that goes right in there.
How dare you?
I'm not saying it doesn't, but just like, give a second for that. You know what I mean?
The compliments go through my epidermis.
I'm hearing all of this today. Like, I'm like, this is therapy.
Yeah, no, it is. Take it all in. Mm-hmm. People love us. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, let's just inflate it. It just goes full ego. Yeah. They love us. Sorry, yeah, but she's just been like, oh, how do you stay motivated, or how do you not be really mega depressed?
I mean, everyone, you know, well, nah, that's not necessarily true. I was going to say everyone gets a new job. I mean, it's a small percentage of people who don't get a new job.
Yeah.
And I'd say the biggest percentage is people who get the better job. You know, sometimes things do happen for a reason and they make you kind of take stock in the things you want to do and want to take time. Like, I mean, you got 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week to actually spend doing a job. And it might make you realize this is actually a job you be more likely want to do. I was in jobs for years that I didn't want to do because I didn't get sacked. I got sacked from my last job when I was working in sales, and then I became a comedian.
We talked about this on the last episode.
The Tony Cantwell episode. Listen, what is it called?
Spotify.
Stand up comedy.
It's called
Being
comedy.
A comedian. Comedy.
Yeah.
It's very good.
You know, it was made redundant. So, and I was able to be like, well, what do I want to do? You know?
That's true. That happened to me as well.
Yeah. We've all been made redundant at this table. It's happened to me twice.
The generations just keep getting made redundant.
No, I've been sacked like 7 times.
Oh, okay. It's not a competition. But
was your number 6? That's why I said that.
Yeah, just take the time out and just
enjoy it.
Like, the thing about that is capitalism, what a load of horseshit, but you will have to work for like the rest of your life. And I know you don't see this as work, but like, you are technically working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
now.
Well, not now. I don't know.
Right,
anyway.
Now.
Like, if you're in like a traditional job or whatever, you will be working until you're like 60 plus. So the way I see it is, and I know this isn't possible for everyone because finances and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But like, if you have an opportunity to take some time out now, absolutely do. And whether that's a month or whether that's a week or whatever, I kind of got antsy when I got made redundant the second time. I was like, I'm just going to take 2 weeks, I'm going to do nothing, I'm going to watch TV. But that's also not really the kind of person that I am. So I did for a week and that was fine. And then after that, I was like, oh, I fucking need a job, I need to work. So do what suits you, but also don't beat yourself up, especially during now. We're in a fucking pandemic.
Yeah, and you'll get 1,400 quid a fucking month.
Yeah. Mega dole. Yeah. This podcast is brought to you by the Megadoll.
And also, you're great. You're unreal.
You are. You're very gorgeous.
There was nothing in your personality or anything within you that made you lose a job. It was just circumstance. So it's not on you. You're fantastic. And you're fucking delighted. You're fucking happy days to be fucking out of that shithole.
Yeah. Go for you. Cheers.
Well, cheers. Sorry, you won't pass you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Let's just keep banging it off the mic. Yeah. Shane is crying inside.
Sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike. Sorry, Mike. Sorry about that one, Mike.
Who put this lampshade on my head?
Hi guys, question for you. I recently started renting a room in the south side to be closer to college. I grew up on the north side, so I'm not used to seeing so many cycle roads. I'm tempted to buy a bike to make use of them, but I'm deathly afraid of cycling on the road. How can I overcome this fear?
Cycle roads. We read this before Tony came in, and I was like,
she was like, is this the best? I was like, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, fear cycling. What are we going to do about it,
Tony? Recently overcame my fear cycling.
Oh, okay. Well, this is actually very good.
Well, I was living in London for a while, and you just see so many locked up, spray painted white bikes, which are like, you know, someone was killed here, like, you know, in London, because so many crossroads.
God.
Yeah, okay. Like you see it all over the place, like a chained bike, their bike, usually chained to a pillar, spray painted white, and that's how to kind of commemorate the people who have died there. So London. Right. Is a terrifying place to become a cyclist. However, you have these cycle paths here, and you should be fine.
Don't go to London. It's Tony's advice.
No, I would, it's actually much easier than you think. Just go. You can go as slow as you want. There kind of is no speed limit. You can go as slow as you want. And actually, when you follow other people, you'll actually find that you're able to follow their rhythms, because it kind of looks like at the moment you're like, how do I go on that road? But when you actually follow a cycle path with other cyclists, you're like, I'm actually just part of the train of cyclists. And you can just kind of abide by what they do. Unless they're breaking red lights, in which you shouldn't do that. Even if it's straight.
Don't do it. Think of the pedestrians. Don't do it.
100% think of the pedestrians. But it's actually much easier. And Dublin, I've heard from other people, and I've felt it, is a fantastic place to cycle.
They're building, do you know Griffith Avenue Extension?
Yeah, my favourite avenue.
I know, it's fine.
I grew up on Griffith Avenue.
Did you?
Oh my God.
It's our favourite avenue. What does your mom always say?
It's the longest, shoppiest avenue in the world.
In Europe, sorry.
You didn't need to get it that quick.
I didn't want you to steal my thoughts.
Oh my God. Longest avenue in Europe. Longest tree lined
avenue. Longest shopless avenue in Europe.
Tree lined avenue.
No, it's shopless.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, it's you have never said shopless before today.
It is shopless, but it's also tree-lined avenue, longest tree-lined avenue.
Aren't all avenues tree-lined? Isn't that what an avenue is?
No, an avenue is just a road, isn't it?
No.
Jesus Christ, will I Google it?
An avenue is lined by trees.
Anyway, it's a fabulous avenue.
No, it's absolutely
It's a great
fine.
Avenue.
It's a great
it's
avenue.
It's the best avenue.
It's my favourite avenue. I go walking there now.
Do you? Do you live around there?
I live on Collins
address?
Avenue.
Do you? Yeah.
What is
no way.
The...
My friends live in Collins.
What is the definition of an alcoholic?
Maybe we could meet up.
Someone who drinks 7.1% beers.
What is the definition of an avenue? Okay. A broad road in a town or city, typically having trees or regular trees along its side. Okay, right.
Told you.
Fuck this. Anyway, yeah, you were right.
Fuck your shop.
And Calista is going to be so sad.
Wasn't it Jen Hatton had a thing up on her story last week, and it was like, all these different roads are called this because of how they are shaped. Like a crescent is a C-shaped road.
Yeah.
If you're looking on Google Maps. I didn't know any of this.
Oh, well, a crescent would be...
A crescent is just the shape.
But I never thought about it before, but if you look them up on Google Maps, it all like makes sense.
Yeah.
There you go, anyway. It doesn't matter. Cycle roads.
Oh yeah, I'm not. Hi, gals and Tony.
Thank you.
Hoping he can help me out here. I've recently moved in with my boyfriend. Everything is going grand and we're settling in really well together. I just have one problem. He's extremely affectionate / handsy. He will constantly come up to me and kiss/cuddle me. Pecks on the cheek, full on mauls. If I'm lying down, he'll full on climb on top of me for a hug. Now, I realise I sound quite cold saying that this is a problem, but I'm just not a very affectionate person. That's completely fair. I've been in a very abusive relationship before, so one, I'm not used to this level of affection, and two, I find it generally stressful when someone invades my personal space. I've tried to nicely explain this to him, but the behaviour isn't changing, so I don't think he gets it. Do you have any advice on how to ask him to back off a bit without seeming like cold/ungrateful bitch? Sorry this was so long. Thanks, Mel. Love the pod. Kiss, kiss.
Well... I mean, not everyone is that affectionate, and that's totally understandable. And there's personal boundaries, and you don't want necessarily, you know, you don't want people invading your personal space. If like, I can only imagine what that feels like for someone who doesn't want to be that affectionate, yeah. Someone on top of them, and that is not a massive issue to bring that up. You know, that seems like you'd have a much greater peace of mind if you were to bring something up. But you know, keep in mind that. I suppose his whole thing is that he fucking adores you. He fucking worships the fucking ground you walk on. He thinks you're the most amazing specimen of human that's ever walked on this earth. Having said that, you still want to be like, get the fuck off me, you know, and be... you could definitely say it to him, you know, to say, like I'm not used to that sort of affection.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be like confrontational about it, and I don't think you have to tiptoe around it either. But if you're just like, hey, and especially, I don't know if he knows the background of your last relationship, but if you want to use that as like a, this is why, if he's like, if he really doesn't get it, if you're like, well, this is why, like, maybe bring that up again, if you're not comfortable with it, I would be just as direct as possible. I think you can be direct without being confrontational, because this is the thing. I think people don't think they can be, and I used to think that for a while as well. I used to be very passive aggressive. I probably still can be.
You still are.
I'm not. I'm definitely better. But I think there is just a thing of like, if you're straight to the heart of it, like it will cut out like all this shit of him maybe misinterpreting something or maybe him being upset or whatever. Like he should understand he's your boyfriend.
Where do you lie in this? Because I'm Mr. Tickle.
I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
Oh,
really?
I love a smooch and a hug.
But you're still not like a touchy feely person. Just be keen.
I'd like a hug. What do you mean though? Like with all people.
When was the last time we hugged?
You, because you don't like hugs. What are you talking? I actually just completely forgot.
No, so, Breeze, this is the question for you.
Yeah.
You get in a relationship with a guy and he's like that. How would you want to best get out of it?
I'd probably. Because I have no real reason to not like hugs, like I don't have like an abusive relationship background or anything, it's probably, I'd be more like, let me try get into hugging people. Do you know what I mean?
Well, then let's try this hugging thing for a while.
Let's try it for a while.
This guy sounds like he's mounting her, though, quite a lot.
Yeah, no, the climbing, I am a bit like...
I was living kind of not alone for a long time, but like not with like the same setup I have now. And now I'm living with three girls who are very cuddly, touchy-feely, like we'll get into bed with you on like Sunday mornings and like... It's way more than I'm ever used to. And like, if it was anyone else, I'd be like, get out of my bed. But because it's them, I'm like, let's try it.
I think we hugged each other on our birthdays and that was it. I think we excuse each other.
Someone gave us a cake. Wow.
I think we excuse hug each other on our birthdays or if something has happened with the podcast that we want to celebrate where it's like,
yeah, that's true.
And that's it.
Not even Christmas. Like,
not even, well, why would you hug on Christmas? What are we hugging for? Jesus.
Like, our Lord.
That's nothing to do with us.
What if she teed it up being like, I love this. I love when we do this.
Yeah.
This I'm not so mad at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
So I like
give a little here, take a little from there.
So like I like when I come home. I like maybe the feeling of your arms around my waist when I'm like making some food or something like that. You get on top of me. That's where, you know, I love this. This I could do without.
Yeah.
And again, hey, we're being blasé, Breed. We're being blasé about it. You know what I mean?
Not a big chat. Maybe just text him.
Not a big chat. Yeah.
Seriously though, like not a big chat.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
That's gas. Because I was asking my friends for advice on something recently, and literally every single one of them said, you need to have a big chat with them.
Oh my God.
No.
I swear to God.
Tony hates women. Big chats, Canwell.
If you have to scroll up twice on like an iMessage or a WhatsApp, then...
No, they were like, you need to like set it up, like meet in person, have a big chat.
No, I don't know what it is.
So that...
Even if it's planning a jewel heist, don't do that.
No,
just meet up in person, just like a nothing big chat. We're just gonna rob fucking, what is it? Weir's. Weir and Sons. I'm just going to rob it there. No big deal.
Sons. Well, thanks, Tony. That's a sponsorship gone with them for fucking
burning brands.
Rats. No, I'm only messing. They wouldn't have fucking sponsored us. Stay to this. Is it my turn? No. No, it's not. It's yours.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm trying to find my place. Oh, yeah.
Wait, hang on. Can I pee?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry, Shane. I never do this, and I hate when people do it on my podcast.
Oh my god, I never do this.
I never do this.
Me and especially when we're drinking, me and Breed are just like, oh, we need
piss
to piss
babies.
Like, right now.
Big piss babies.
Big piss babies.
Here, if you had to have one TikTok video song played over and over in your life, would it be M to the B or Me Pan?
Me Pan.
M to the B.
No. Me Man. I'm gonna do. No, M to the B is M to the B. So annoying.
I'm gonna watch it, Sophie.
Think you're the only girl doing grime.
Yeah. No, I do. We were playing it the other night because one of my housemates had never heard it, and I was like, what's the thing? It's like
20 years old.
How can you ride bear lads? Is that not it?
Ride lads bear.
How can you ride bear lads? Is your fanny not stinging? But your fanny's fucking minging.
Oh, well, it's like a biting culture commentary. Like,
poor is it 20 Sophie. Years old?
It's really old, yeah, yeah.
I think your one. I liked a video recently where it's like your one. It's your one Sophie, I think, being like, this song is about me and all the Americans are fucking taking it or whatever.
Did she do a rebuttal?
No, she didn't do a rebuttal, but she was like, I think Americans were taking it that it actually meant about actual bees. And she did a video then being like, you are fucking steady using this song, whatever, blah, blah, and saying it's about bees. It's literally about me, but I wouldn't have it offhand. But
what would you pick, Tony?
I love me pants.
Yeah. Me pants. What a fuck! What a tune!
Did you see the one? The girl with the she has like your man from the scary. I can't remember the scary movie behind her. It's like Freddy Krueger or something, and she's like me when the serial killer comes to get me, but I make him do a TikTok first. It's like me pa zoo zoo zoo, and he's just zoo zoo beside her. It's like, are you getting this? It's very funny.
TikTok is. Too good.
It's
so good and it's so bad at the same time. Like, it's.
I can't see the bad.
I don't experience the bad, but like, I know from other people, I'm just like.
I'm on food TikTok. All I'm seeing is food TikTok.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what TikTok I'm on at the minute. I'm not on dance TikTok. I think I'm. I don't want any
Irish TikTok. I don't want to see it.
I was on Hamilton TikTok when we did the Hamilton episode. Then I was on Taylor Swift TikTok for a while, but I couldn't tell you what I'm defeated.
You follow a lot of people on TikTok. And I never go on my following page. I'm only on the For You page.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, no, I'm not. I wouldn't be regularly on my following page either. It's a lot of makeup and a lot of celebrity goss. What's on your For You page?
I'm trying to think. Probably a lot of musicals. I haven't gone on it in ages. My sister just joined it. She's 11 and she's like obsessed with rabbits. So like all hers is just like hashtag cute pets, hashtag pet cafe. And it's like,
wow,
all like these pets doing gas things. It's really cute.
Wow.
It's real wholesome.
That's good.
So wholesome.
Because sometimes something that's not so wholesome pops up and you're like, I need to call this person's father.
The children dancing.
Did you see your man on Twitter? Yeah. And he was like, I joined TikTok for a while during lockdown, but then I realized something didn't feel right when all I was getting was like young girls in bikinis doing dances. And then I think it was the Orlicle retweeted it and she was just like, yeah, funny how those algorithms work, isn't it?
Oh, like, good bitch. Good
she's
bitch.
A good bitch.
So good. I'm trying to think of any other good ones that I'm like laughing at.
I prefer Doja Cat instrumental. I like hearing people talk to me about something. So then I bought this little croquet set, like, dun, 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 and I made this little bunny, dun, 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 dun. You know, I like
oh
that.
Very good. I love the guy and he makes do you follow the guy and he makes ice cream cakes in this shop in
yes
America?
I like it.
He's very good. He's very soothing voice.
He is.
And it's always like there's a specific order comes in and it never looks like he's enough room to write happy birthday. Yeah, but he does always. He does. It's good. Is it my turn to read something or is it yours?
No, I think it's mine.
Okay.
Hey guys, I have a very vague issue because it applies to my entire everyday life.
Oh my God.
It sounds very sad, but I promise I'm generally a happy person. But if
we're not laughing at that, it's a very bizarre preface. Also, yeah, I've had a quite laughing drink.
But if my emotions are below a 4 or above a 6, I'm crying. And any kind of intense conversation, be it asking for more pay at work, a serious conversation with my boyfriend, or my dad telling me he's proud of me, I'm crying and there's nothing I can do to stop myself.
Oh.
I've always hated getting in trouble because I'm a goody-goody, so also cry when I get in trouble, even though I'm fully a 24-year-old woman. I feel like it makes me come across as weak and emotional, even though I know that's not the case, but it's hard to be taken seriously, especially in a professional situation, and I'm tired of being a crybaby. Any suggestions to help this would be very much appreciated. Love the pod, guys. Keep up the gorge work. Sincerely, Concerned Crybaby.
Thank you, Concerned Crybaby.
Tony? I get this.
I think it's great. I think it's great. I think you know, we're in a very short period of time, and I think having more kind of like feelers for emotions is an amazing thing. And to be like, I'm really, especially like pride from a father or something like that, and you cry and you feel it more than other people, and you get to like sit in that for longer. Conflict and stuff is a bit more difficult because you feel like it undermines, but it really doesn't. You know, it kind of, it's the other person is not like, oh well, now I have to. It's totally on you, and you know, it doesn't have to. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I could give you some tips because I think this is part of you, but I think that's awesome. And I think you need to celebrate that and, you know, enjoy the films that you like, enjoy the music you like, and know that you're kind of like, in the same way some people see, you know, music as colors, you've got a different dimension that you can appreciate things. But I do, you know, it is going to be more difficult for, I mean, there's probably something you could do where you're like, caveat, before we start this, I don't even know where this conversation's going. It might go this way and I might cry. And that's good. Because I love myself. Anyway, what are you saying? Give me a raise.
Give me more money now.
Yeah, give me more money now.
I would say I'd completely agree. For any of the conflict scenarios, I've been there and I have wept.
Are you a crier?
I didn't used to be. And I wouldn't still say I'm a massive crier, but I definitely cry more now at like emotional stuff or whatever. But in conflict, like if there, I have a work example in my head that I won't share because I don't want to get in trouble, but there was something after where I was pitching something and the person had a fucking banger about it and was kind of implying that I was in the way and like not being really fucking helpful or whatever. And I sat at my desk and sobbed and was properly having like, it was definitely like an anxiety reaction as well. And like, obviously you can't anticipate those kind of things. But if it's something where you're going in and you're having a conversation with someone and you know you're going to have that conversation with someone, or you want to ask for something specific, the only thing I can say again, because it's very hard if it's just in you, unfortunately, it might just happen.
Yeah.
But I would say practice and have what you're going to say, because I feel like for me,
very good advice.
For me, not knowing what I'm going to say or not having it prepared and being kind of caught in the hop, because obviously you can't anticipate what other people are going to say, that might trigger you. But at least if you know what you're going to be like, hey, look, I really think I've worked really hard. Like, I know these are really weird circumstances or whatever, but I've given 100%. Like, I'd like to know what my future is here, or can we negotiate pay or whatever. And even you can apply the exact same thing to discussions with your boyfriend, where you just be, again, really direct. It doesn't have to be confrontational, but you're like, hey, listen, wasn't really happy about this, and I'd like to just nip it in the bud and let's have a discussion about it and let's move on. But I would say practicing. I know it sounds so fucking stupid, but even I do it for like telly stuff. Just literally talk to yourself. Like, who cares? Like, just talk to yourself. Because that's the only way you're going to, your brain is going to connect with it as well, I think.
Yeah.
You're carving out the pathways ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just going back into them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple of people, like my sister, it would be like this. And one of my housemates are big, like they'll cry at anything. And I think it goes back to their zodiac because they're Cancers and Pisces. But
of course, yeah.
They're just big crybabies. Like, my sister, like, used to cry as a child if she saw an old man buying a newspaper in the shop by himself.
Oh my God.
She would, like,
but that is brilliant.
Yeah, but like, you wouldn't cry.
Bag.
Yeah,
old men with plastic bags.
Oh,
that's
stop.
Just
shuffling, like, no. Yeah. She would bawl as, like, a very young child, and she's not much better now as a 20-year-old woman. But like Tony said, like, it's really nice to feel emotions.
Mm.
I'd love to be able to feel things.
I think you're dead right in terms of like my wife, when she was starting a new job, she had her cousin who was in HR, like, ask her the most horrible questions, being like, why do you think you're worth this? Why are you even here? Like, how did you, like, just like, you know, starting off
worst case scenario
to kind of, because all of these conversations, because other people don't want to be in this conversation as well. So it's kind of like, how do we play fucking hot, fucking juggling hot coals and no one get hurt? Because that's what they do. No one ever like goes deep being like, no, you're not worth this. They're trying to stay in the kind of lightest way possible. So you're fucking dead right. Like carving out a conversation like that already in your mind of the best possible scenario, the best possible scenario with some complications, and then a scenario where you don't get what you want and how you're able to still kind of hang your head up high, having said what you had to say. It's not that much preparation for how much of a lifestyle change it is. And, you know, like with TV as well, like I'm constantly, if I have to do anything, I have to say it like 20,000 times. I did a thing with Lancome, like that was like their Abbey thing, and I practiced the thing like 30 times before I even got
there. I got really confused there and thought you meant the makeup brand. Then Lancome. I was like, as in Lancome.
Lancome.
No, and like then I was like, no, obviously, of course you meant the fucking band.
The Dublin
Town
Trad band. But like I practiced it like, you know, 30 times before I went in, you know, because I was like, this is, you know, if it matters, you can do it and say it out loud to yourself. You know, you're not crazy for saying it out loud a million times.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely not. So the conclusion is there. Please keep crying. But if you want to maybe have a banger with someone, just practice ahead of time and it will help. I'm not sure if it will fully solve it, but I think over time you will definitely get better. But also don't be ashamed about bawling.
Like, I think that's our best advice so far.
I used to love crying on the bus. Oh my God. What a concept. Yeah. I wrote a whole article for Daily Edge about crying on the bus and about how it was like really good.
Would you try and simulate yourself?
Was I just depressed?
Did people ever help you? I always see people crying on the bus.
And I tell you what, no, and this is it. I saw someone crying on the bus before and I'd be the person to be like, oh, Jesus, I've never gone to them. Oh my God, how awkward. And I saw someone crying on the bus before and I was like, no, do you know what? I'm going to go up and see if they're okay.
They were like, get the fuck away.
And I went up and I wrote, like, and I wrote the note on my phone. And I was like, hey, listen, don't want to be, because
wrote it on your phone and showed it?
See, I was sitting somewhere else on the bus and then someone was sitting further ahead of me and they were visibly crying, right?
Yeah.
But they were like kind of the opposite side. So, but they had a spare seat. So I moved over to them. Is this bad?
And then
on my phone, I was like, hey, I didn't say anything because I was like, hey, listen, you don't have to say anything, but I just want to check if you were okay. And then they looked and they were like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, okay.
That would blow my mind if someone gave me like a note to read. That would blow my mind.
Would it?
Yeah.
Why did you write it down?
That's a new dimension. That I wasn't prepared to live in.
They can't see, like they're crying. Like
no, well they could. Okay, they weren't crying like that.
It's incredibly accommodating. I think it's great that you did that.
I didn't want to go up and be like, hey, are you okay? Like, I didn't want to fucking freak them out or something.
Yeah,
as
fair. Okay.
I don't know. And also, I don't really like talking to strangers. Yeah. Like, I have the same problem as your one who can't call people.
To be fair, if either of you ask me how I am, I'd probably cry. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not the question you want to answer. It's like,
how are you, Tony?
It's probably the worst question you can ask someone is like, how are you? You know, it's such a big question.
No,
you want to ask someone
something
specific.
No one really wants the answer.
You know?
Like,
yeah, and that's the thing. No one ever really,
like,
really
cares. Like,
in general, like with chat, you know, people are like, how are you? What's going on? People are like, oh, and I have to. Someone's like, what's something you learned on the internet this week? That's a better question to ask someone for the week. What's something you learned on the internet this week that you're interested in? You know, and then start a conversation. People are like, how are you? It's like, what's the quickest way I can say I'm fine while hiding all of my sorrows, you know, as quick as possible? I feel people should ask more specific questions about how someone's week has been.
There you go.
That's good.
That's
better for the Tinder as well, probably.
Yeah. I think so.
Be more specific.
I'm making notes.
Yeah. Don't be vague.
Don't be vague.
I think we're down to our last two, are we?
Yeah.
I'll get this one. Hey, gals, newly joined Patreon here. Promise I didn't just join to try and win the gin. Listen, we all have our motives.
You can.
Right?
I won't get it.
We're absolutely not judging you.
Here it is. Here you go.
Just wondering if you have any tips on trying to navigate starting college and making friends in the current climate, starting in a few weeks, and there will be a serious lack of freshers, events/nights out to act as social lubricants. I like that expression. Keep up the good work, X. That's a very tricky one because it's so hard. Like, I don't even know, especially with the time that it is.
We wouldn't have been friends, like, if it wasn't
social
lubricants.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. In college.
Tony, what do you think?
Well, my sister's in Trinity and she's like her last year there and she's got like one day a week and then everything else is on Zoom.
Yeah.
You know, my other brother's in secondary school and he's like, they're in, but they're wearing face masks the whole time because, you know, they can't get kids not young to be on Zoom the whole time. So it's definitely tough. Like, I mean, it's so not the college experience, and the whole thing is the fact you're in amongst everyone else. You could carve out your own path, and in fact if there's anything you think would be missing from a social that you think you could fill, or whatever it is you would love to do with other people, if it had to be digital, then you can actually carve out your own path and do that, and actually find someone you think, find the person who puts their hand up, the mature student who puts their hand up the most in college, and get get them to help you organize it with you. Like, you know, the person who's also like who has appeared to be, at least on Zoom, the second biggest SWAT, you know, and get them to, you know, build a relationship with them. Be like, we've organized this thing. Don't do a quiz. They've been done. Maybe do like a, you know, a pissed up stars in their eyes where everyone does like a karaoke background and sings along to something or whatever it is. Some kind of social you can do during college times because people want to do stuff during the weekends and the evenings. Maybe try and do something like that. Some way you can get pissed during the day.
Yeah, because I even remember when we did journalism, like there was a couple of people started a group before we all started on Facebook where we could all kind of like interact, whatever. And no one ever wants to be the person to start that, but there are always going to be people who are thankful that someone did.
Totally.
Like you are actually not going to lose by starting that. That's something that if you're really concerned about it, like take the charge and, as you said, go for a few cans in the park. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go bushing. Mm-hmm. Like
bushing.
Like if you're not gonna have the opportunity in person,
drinking in a bush.
Yeah.
Are you unfamiliar?
Bushing is a Cork thing.
Just sounds like dogging.
I think bushing
it does
a Cork
sound
thing.
Like dogging up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haunted is a Cork thing as well.
Oh, that you were haunted with something.
Haunted.
Yeah. Oh, I was haunted.
I
wouldn't usually say it, but it is a Cork thing.
Yeah, we did like a Patron's podcast there about ghosts, and they were like, you know, haunted means something else here, boy. And I was like,
who said that?
A Cork fellow.
But I know him. Don't
Michael
him.
Collins, I believe it was.
he was the ghost guest.
But like haunted is probably the best.
Well, Cork has like the best language in the entire planet. Mm. I'm going to stand by
That's
that.
Fair.
Skitting laughing. How else are you going to
say that now?
How else are you going to describe? You're absolutely like pissing yourself laughing. You're skitting laughing.
There's a level of onomatopoeia in that.
Yeah, and then even you wouldn't say like LOL. Well, like you might, but like you not if you're like an adult. You'd be like, oh, skitting at that.
Yeah, it's great.
5 seconds. Yeah, because you were. You might. Yeah. Not, you don't have to be like, haha, like skitting. Oh, I was absolutely skitting at that.
Skitting at that.
Anyway, sorry, I could be here all day with that, but. Oh. What a county, what a place, what a language.
Whole pot on that.
We could, yeah. So basically, to conclude, if you're concerned about it, go make your own bits because I guarantee you people will be thankful for it.
Other people have the concern, you could carve out the path and actually you could be the biggest legend.
Yeah.
Truly, yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't need to be like a huge time thing or money or space thing. Just literally be like, hey, like, you definitely have the emails.
Even if
like,
it's a WhatsApp group, like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although keep in mind, if you do organise something, people might not realize that they should appreciate that you're the person who organized it. Some people just like go and live in, you know, like there's a party. I went, I had a good time and I never even said hi or thanks or brought a bottle of wine to the person who actually organized it. So keep in mind, it might be a thankless job, but you might be at least, you know, building the ecosystem that is essential for college.
Don't do it for the glory, but
yeah,
do it for yourself.
Like Conlingus.
Oh, for fuck's sake. This is the last one, is it?
Yeah. Hey, girls and Tony. So excited for this collab as you're the only two podcasts I subscribe to on Patreon.
Wow.
Heart emoji. My question is, for Tony is, I know you and Terry were long distance for a while. My girlfriend had to move to Italy in March, which normally wouldn't be a major issue, but with Miss Rona, it's not ideal. How do you deal with long periods of time apart? And how do you justify being a big sap all the time to your mates because your partner is so far away? I feel like people think I'm a loser for missing her, ha ha ha, or having like a pic of her as my wallpaper. I've never really been like this before in relationships. I love this girl so much.
You're a legend. You have
both done long distance.
Yeah. How long did you do? I didn't do that long in the grand scheme of things.
About 8 months, 9 months.
Oh, actually, then I did do longer. Yeah. Competition than I won. Yeah, we did 11 months. So.
Did you know?
Suck it, but we did see each other in between. Did you see each other in between?
Yeah, I went over to London and she came over I went over to Dublin and she came over to London.
Long distance. Okay, try Canada. Try Canada!
No, how many times did you go back and forth?
I only went once. Sorry, do you think I made money?
Excuse me, she did pay for her own college. Like,
yeah. Rude. I'll let you go first and then I'll have my say.
When we had it was difficult for a while and sometimes it felt hopeless, but as soon as we knew that there was a date that there was going to be an end, so whether it's you going to Italy or them coming back, that makes it easier because then you can have fun with it. Like I did this thing where like she was coming over and it was going to be like in 4 months time, so like I sent her like this like a nudie calendar of myself for like for just 4 months, like four photos of just months, and you know, like mark it down of when you're going to be over, you know. And I had my mates and they have to do like a photo shoot for me, and one lad was even holding like
they're good friends,
like aluminum foil to get the light on my arse.
Oh my god, this is where do I get friends like this? Like,
yeah,
Jesus.
No, oh, they're incredible. So there's ways of doing it fun, but like it is difficult when there's no decision as to when. And keep in mind, you can go to Italy or them come to you and trial it for like 3 months. And not every decision, and that's how terrifying it can feel, is like the end all decision being like, oh, well, now I live in Italy and I'm married in Italy and I have kids in Italy. That's not how it works. But you can trial it for like 3 months and, you know, you actually have more freedom now, probably because of your age in your job, than anyone else to actually do things like that. You know, I know Rowan has thrown things up and it's been a bit fishy, but you can put a date on it being like February next year, I'm going to go over, or February, or, you know, November next year, you're going to come back. As long as you have a countdown, you can make it easier, you know, and have a wank over Skype as well. So.
Yeah.
But at the same time as well, I don't know what kind of job you're working with, but just as you're talking about flexibility, you said it, not me. Like, I don't know.
Flexibility.
If you're potentially working from home as well, you obviously have that option as well, if it was something that you could potentially work from there. But I do agree.
Yeah, with only like 2 hours time difference, yeah, it'd be pretty handy.
Yeah. And it's also on the green list. So do with that info what you will. So he went away, he being my boyfriend, and we knew that it was going to be like a year-ish, but there was no definitive date. But I had that in my head. And then I went out to see him. He left September. I went over in February. And then he decided to come back kind of the end of August. So that definitely helps. But otherwise, I would, as you said, we did not do nudie calendars, but we had like kind of plans for when I went over to Canada. Like, I love going to eat in places. We had a full list of like restaurants we were going to go and things we were going to do. And I was the same kind of back here. I was like, oh, I've been to XYZ and I got this amazing brunch and I want to bring you. Let's do that, whatever. Mm. And I kind of think that will kind of keep you chipping away if you're not going to see them. But I do think as well, if you have the opportunity to do it, we are, as much as it's like really shit time, we're in a very unique time as well, where we have so much flexibility with everything in our lives. So if you can go over a while, like safely, obviously, why not?
Yeah.
Especially if it's affecting you this much.
But with your employer as well, like, you know, it's similar to the question where, like, you know, you don't want to get emotional asking for something, but like, you're not going to get sacked or show that you don't have any, you know, a commitment to the company by saying, you know, can I work remotely from another country? The worst thing they're going to say is no, genuinely.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like no, and now you're on my fucking naughty list for being someone who actually wants to carve out their own path for being an amazing human being. Like, it's impressive. Anyone who does that is always impressive, being like, is there any way I can kind of bend the mold or something like that and do it? As well as that, though, it's only an hour on the difference. You can, like, watch Netflix party, get the Chrome extension, watch a film together and like chat to each other over it, you know, and be able to kind of enjoy that and have it on Skype in the background. There's more facilities now for you to actually have more or less the exact same experience. You know, we're going to get these snacks, we're going to have this kind of party, we're going to have a Mexican, you know, we're going to get tacos, you get tacos, how are your tacos, these are my tacos, and then just, you know,
that's,
yeah,
so cute,
have date night like that.
Yeah. Kian used to FaceTime me and then put me in the cupboard.
Why? Because
he he thought it was really funny and the novelty wore off so quickly, but it was very funny at the start. So yeah, I would pencil in like a good FaceTime at least once a week.
Mm.
And then just kind of like be texting or whatever. We were kind of grand once a week. Again, base that off what time you have and how much you might think you need it. But we would have like, we'd have a phone call once a week and then we'd have a FaceTime once a week. And they were both kind of like long.
But you were very strict with that. I remember you used to have like, you'd leave nights out to get home to be on scene in time.
You
have to be, yeah.
Like, especially when you're on such a time difference. Like, it is different if it's like the same time or whatever, but we were dealing with a 7-8 hour time difference. Yeah. So if we weren't going to talk for potentially another day or 2 days. So we had to do it. Because, like, if it meant enough to you, it would, you know?
Yeah.
So.
How would you entertain it, Breed? The old long distance.
I don't know.
She wouldn't.
I just wouldn't.
She'd be like, bye.
Like, I can't. Sandra, anything outside of Dublin, I'm like, yeah, Sandra, you're nothing. Like, fuck that. I'm very lazy.
Fair.
Yeah, no, that's solid advice, guys.
Like, the thing with long distance is I feel like you need to know. Like,
what the end point is.
that's kind of not fair either. I think both of our understandings were like, we may as well try. And then like, fuck it. If anything happens, he's in Canada, I'm here or whatever. It was kind of like, we should try or else not. But I know a lot of other people would be like, no, like they're going, like, what's the point? But I think that's more a thing if they don't see an end date. I think the end date is really important. If they plan on being there very long term, I think then you need to make a bigger call on it. But like, if you know it's only a year, even if you know it's going to be 2 years, that's still obviously going to be very hard. But at least you can be like, okay, well, like, it's only for however many days or weeks left, like, you know.
But like, you could also be like the other person who had the question about and like not want to be touched, you know. You could be like that and be like, this is perfect for you, you know, like this actually could be like, you know, you could have that
be better
companionship
fit.
That because sometimes, you know, partnership can feel like a box being ticked, you know, being like, you know, I not even a box being ticked, but like, do I have the person, like, do I have the person that I can just talk to and say this was my kind of bullshit day or whatever like that. And if you have that and, you know, the kind of, you know, the intimate part of it isn't as important, you can probably go longer, you can probably go a bit longer, you know. So don't, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, that was, me and Cian did so much stuff independently because we weren't physically together. Like, I did a fucking half marathon. Like, wouldn't I fuck do it now that he's in the same country? Fuck that. Like, I don't think he would either. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But you said you were going to reverse catfish him so you were going to be better looking by the time he got back.
Sorry,
that was your
Cian.
Mission.
So he's listening to this. Sorry. Sorry that didn't happen.
No, I think it did.
Maybe for a while. I did mad shit before I went out to him. I was like giving up dairy and
you,
all.
You
and
were having like dizzy spells.
Because
like,
I was like, if I go out, I'm a mayor. Well, he's going to be like, bye. Like, do you know? No, he wouldn't, because he's an angel on earth. Like, but do you know? I was, anyway, we were, that's another story.
The last boy I was seeing lives on the same road as me. So that's like the extent of our.
Wow.
Yeah.
Long distance.
Sorry,
long distance.
So sorry, what's the conclusion for this dilemma?
There are various dates you can have. There are, make sure you make the time sacred like you did. I think that's very important. And if you can have a date in mind for it to be over, great. If not, schedule out a couple of visits for however long, you know, spread out across the year. If it's definitely going to be more than a year, try do four, and then you at least, you know, have them, and then have, you know, maybe a date night once every 2 weeks. You can't, you know, every week might be a bit much, you know. Yeah. I think
that's something to look forward to.
Yeah,
big time.
Do you have any dilemmas for us, Tony?
Do I have any dilemmas?
Is the child doing anything that we can help with?
The child probably has a name at this point.
I'm so sorry.
His name's Harrison.
Harrison, aww. Is it? That's so cute.
Yeah. We've already started calling him Sonny, so he's Sonny. Which is not short for Harrison, so we call him.
Harris-Sonny.
Harris-Sonny, yeah. No, like, he's great, you know. I mean,
is he good crack?
He is good crack, but like, you know, like
don't
a new,
seem sure.
No, but like, I mean,
how old is he?
He's 4 months.
Okay, he's still but a like, blob. Like,
yeah, but like a newborn baby.
Don't
is
newborns
like,
are not good crack.
No, a newborn baby is like fucking insane and can't do anything and can only react. Like, the whole thing is like they're communicating, not manipulating. Crying is communicating, not manipulating. So
you're like, yeah, sure.
Well, like, I know he's shakes not fist. But like, you know, when I visualized having a family and I, you know, couldn't have dreamed that I'd have a son and I could have all like shared interests of like video games and stuff like that. Not that I can't have that with a daughter, but you know what I mean, you know, I'm an old Sebastian sexist. So as well as that, like, I kind of visualized all that, you know, and like reading stories and stuff like that. But having a baby was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here having a fucking baby. Like, there's nothing. It was like, you have the baby, you leapfrog somehow in Look Who's Talking world, and then you're reading a story to Bruce Willis, you know. And I'm not there yet. So I'm like, I didn't account for any of this.
Yeah.
But it is challenging. But like, it's kind of like you feel like it's earned, you know, in the grand scheme of things. But there's no issue with him.
What's the, this is totally unrelated, but what's like the first video game that you'd like love to kind of get them onto?
I'd love to get him into Fall Guys, I think.
I've seen a lot of people playing that. I'd like to try it.
Is Keen a gamer?
Not really.
I think you'd like Fall Guys. I think you'd both like Fall Guys. Fall Guys is like playing Takeshi's Castle live with 64 other people in the same environment. So I remember Takeshi's Castle, you're trying to go through like the doors and stuff.
Fun fact. Yeah. More people have landed on the moon than have won Takeshi's Castle. That's another one of my Tinder bios. That's another way to do it.
Have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean though?
Well, if you did, you'd know more people have landed on that. So yeah, this is kind of like an online, it's called Fall Guys. So basically you run, you jump, you fall over loads. There's big fans that knock you out of the way.
Oh, like
so
an obstacle course kind of, but yeah.
Yeah, but like 64 people are playing online and only one person wins at the end. It's great. Okay. It's great crack. So I think he'd enjoy that.
Are you good
at it? No, but like I think he'd enjoy like the colours and like falling over and you know, getting back up again and showing perseverance.
Absolutely.
Would you recommend having a baby? I'm really thinking about it.
Tony genuinely is.
No, I wouldn't at all. I wouldn't recommend having a baby. Like if they said a baby forever, no way. If you want to have a family, then you can get through having a baby, I'm sure. But like I wouldn't recommend having a fucking baby. He's fucking stupid. Fucking
no. Breed went from a dog to and then she was like, oh no, if I start going on about having a dog, tell me no. Like it's obviously not realistic. And then turned around to him and was like, yeah, I want to have a baby.
No, I watched Room the other night.
No, that's not a joke. That's fully serious. She watched Room, she texts me and goes, yeah, I'm about to have a baby.
Oh my god. Okay. I got real broody. Jacob Tremblay, what if you had a little like
so you want a 7-year old boy still breastfeeding?
I want a little
because
prodigy.
Of his trauma.
Jesus Christ.
I want a little prodigy like that could be no, that'd be will. Sound.
I think it's very exciting.
The baby would have to be sound.
The baby would have to be sound or I'm giving it back.
No, it's very exciting. You will have sound babies because you're sound people. Like it's very exciting given the jobs that you have. I don't know what your mothers did at all, but I mean given the jobs you have, I'm assuming it's different because, you know, there was no podcasters.
No.
You know, 22 years ago.
My mom is a pharmacist. Oh my god. Okay, Tony, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you if they have not already?
You can find me on all the social. If you're on Patreon, look, it's not that much more.
Subscribe to me, so funny.
To another Patreon, which is my Patreon, Tony Campbell's bonus shit show over there.
He does Drag Race, he does everything. Like,
do you love Drag Race?
I love Drag Race.
He does Drag Race.
I spoiled my the winner of Canada one, same. Today.
I didn't see Canada.
It's very good. Canada. I've only started it, but it's very
good. Well, sorry, I didn't spoil myself.
The winner is very good.
Yeah, but I follow another one of the queens who posted it. I was like, for fuck's sake, as if I've never made any commitment to watch it.
They spoil it on the day.
Yeah. Those pesky queens. Anyway, yeah, we cannot recommend it enough. We're big fans of him over here. And we'll
thank you. And beef sufficiently quashed.
For now.
For now. Fucking hell.
No, we love you and you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much.
We will see you all next week for normal episodes and obviously we'll be here for any bonus episodes. Breed is going to be doing her tarot this month.
No, it's dream analysis this
month. She's going to... Yes.
Tony's face is lit up.
So she's going to analyse her dreams this month, but you need to be in the close friends. So if you haven't been added already or we haven't added you... There's no hassle. Just send us your username and we'll add you straight away and we will let you know in plenty of time and she will analyse your dreams. Are you excited?
Yeah. The book I got isn't great, so I might just have to go.
Oh, great. Okay. So you might just interpret them yourself.
Yep.
That might be funnier.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. Imho.
I had a dream last night that there were zombie pirates
in the Caribbean.
I swear to God. I woke up shook at like 7 o'clock this morning sweating that zombie pirates were after me.
Change my Tinder.
That's what it was like. Yeah.
That's it. Thank you so much. We will see you very soon. Goodbye and God or whatever religion, bless. Why did I say it? Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.